Guys, this is a monumental moment, and this is a good thing.
First of all, I'm still mad at you about the Sheba.
The line goes up when it's good, and it goes down when my wife gets mad.
Oh, it's just a new coin. We don't want nothing to do with that.
You're the researcher. You don't read the crypto news?
Not sure if this is going public, so this may never leave our phones.
I just want some money, dude. I just want some money for not having to work very hard.
They got to first see how productive and how smart we are. There were days where I barely had sleep, but I had to work more than competition. I can't live like the opposition, living everything I dreamed of, doing everything you think of. The way I work, I'm on the brink of doing numbers like a brain truck.
When is a government going to start their own digital currency?
That's when my stock just plunges. That's when my crypto is just.
I don't think we're getting to episode 4, man.
Let's check my crypto.
Production is top notch.
It's crazy.
Just killing it, boys.
It's so good. So better than I could have ever imagined. You see our chain link too. Our chain link is kind of like.
Kind of killing it.
Stack the zeros.
Freaking chain link, dude. That was the perfect sound.
Blowing it right now. I was so bummed on chain link.
Tempted to sell and just get our money back out of chain link. And our XRP.
But so who's actually killing it right now, though? Is it Ethereum?
Freaking Ethereum and Shiba. Ding. Yep. Shiba. You know, I was wondering what that Shiba Inu is, the Inu part. That's just the name of the dog. I didn't know that.
It's Inu.
Inu. Inu.
But I like Dong Inu.
Dong Inu.
Dong Inu. That's the best.
What?
Crypto. What?
You like what, Kai?
Jesus Christ.
That's so good.
Wow.
Wow. Dong in you?
Oh,
I think we can get that off the ground.
Yeah.
How about that Dong coin, though? Like, they had some sick shirts. You guys see those?
Yeah.
No.
I DM'd you all their merch.
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty sick.
He's too busy looking up these super high quality sound effects for our show.
Yeah. So what's the deal? Like your business, and then I was bringing up Metaverse today and you're like, yeah, that's what my business is all about. I don't think so. All because of theater.
What makes you say that?
We don't talk about that here.
Yeah, NDA.
So we're still under the wraps. Still under the wraps.
Okay, let's keep that under wraps. What I want to know is what I should put my $800 in. No,
dude, just start building out TD pots, dude. That's what all I'm gonna say.
How do we do that? Is it gonna be a coin or NFT? Both.
I think an NFT.
I think we launch the coin with NFT.
And we launch it in conjunction with the podcast.
TD Pots.
You want to see a sick dog that just adopted us?
Not really.
Because seriously, cool. Though, like the podcast, if you buy the NFT, you get insider information.
There you go.
The podcast.
But man.
Which could be like cool. Kai's OnlyFans page.
We have the worst information. Yeah, you should definitely buy Chainlink and go down with the ship with us.
Dude, Chainlink's killing it right now. It's like $4 more than I bought it for.
I think I had it at like 29 or 30.
It's gonna explode. I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
Explode is one word you could call it.
Hey, but we don't see this thing tanking, right?
No, Chainlink is killing it, dude.
I know, but the whole crypto world, there's no way it tanks anytime soon.
No, there's no way.
Well, I kind of hope it tanks pretty hard soon, but I don't think it's
going to. We kind of missed out on that, huh? That last tank session? I didn't buy shit. I just ended up selling shit.
Dude, Chainlink is supposed to be trading at $44 at the end of 2021. And it's expected $80 to $100 in the next 2 years. So hold.
So my $800 should be in Chainlink.
$100, dude. In the next few years.
It does seem like it's kind of been like holding out.
Yeah, but $100 is only like 125% or something.
Yeah, but think about that. It was $11 in January. Price shot up to $51 in May. So we caught on, we caught it at like $30. You remember that?
Yeah.
So we all caught it on the uptrend, which is amazing, right? So it just has to push through that again. And then after it gets past that, boom, to the moon.
I just want some money, dude. I just want some money for not having to work very hard. Did you guys see that the guy, you know, the Wolf on Wall Street, you know, that movie?
Mm-hmm.
The main guy, whoever that was based off of.
The main character. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that he bought a bunch of XRP? He bought a bunch of XRP.
Some idiot sent me a link from TikTok or some shit.
Yeah. That's where I get all my news. Well, Instagram, it's just as bad.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. All that's TikTok, your Instagram. My bad.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hold on. I'm typing.
He bought a bunch of Instagram. He bought a bunch of XRP, and he claims it's going to be boost to at least $10, or he's hoping.
That's what everybody's hoping. I think it'll hit back to its all time high as soon as they wrap up the SEC thing, at least.
Yeah. What's this? I mean, lawsuit.
They just keep dragging it out and dragging it out. Once it gets like finalized, it's going to go up, because right now it's being held off of all these platforms because of the SEC thing. And even if they rule against the former owners of Ripple or whatnot,
yeah,
once it is finalized, all these platforms are going to put it on as a available coin, and just that alone will boost it, you know, decently. It's been held back. It's been actively held back this whole time.
Will we know
that lawsuit?
Will we know when that lawsuit's like coming to a close?
Yeah, it was supposed to be this summer, and then they just filed for extension on some other litigation kind of deal. And I think they're just trying to bleed them dry, but they got a lot of money and there's more and more people adopting it. And so I don't think that the SEC is going to do that.
When we bought $500 worth of XRP, mm-hmm. does that go to the inventors of XRP? Do they just all of a sudden see $500 in their account?
No, I think it depends who you bought it from.
Bitcoin, somebody actually mined that coin, right?
Yeah, they don't control the whole thing. So I don't know how you determine where your actual XRP came from. Not sure how to do that.
Simplest form, like I think what it's something that people are like myself, super new to all of these coins. What's a retail coin and coin investor, and what's the difference between the retail market and the other crypto markets? And
I don't think there's really retailers per se, because it's all decentralized, right? So that's like supposed to be the whole thing. So it's like more like open trading forums. But I don't know how that works exactly, because you're holding XRP in your platform or in your wallet or whatnot. And then if you trade it, that's on that platform or wallet. So I think it's kind of like I mean, it's an exchange. That's why they call them that. You know, it's like an open exchange among all.
So the people that hold on there. The people that hold on there what?
Hold on that exchange. So like if I'm holding coins, you know, five different coins on Uphold, say, my value is in that exchange and it's being held on there. And that's why you want like cold wallets or any kind of wallet, really, is to move them off that platform and store them, I guess, like in an offsite location.
Is there kind of
like having your money at the bank? So the exchanges, I guess, would be similar to banks, and then like your wallet would be similar to like a home safe.
Okay. Hmm. Remember I was talking about that today, being a bank?
Mm-hmm.
Is there crypto? Because I was thinking about it, I was like, wait a minute, why the hell do you need a bank? You just put this crypto on a hard drive, basically, right? That saves it. But then it's at your house. And then you got to worry about the thing frying or getting stolen, whatever. Is there banks? Is there crypto banks? Boys.
Yeah, those are the wallets.
Like the Exodus and Gemini. They're kind of the holders of the coin, right?
That's right.
So you're talking about the metaverse earlier. According to like this article, the metaverse stocks are shares in publicly traded companies that are involved in the development of metaverse. So like you would be smart if you want to get in early to invest with companies like Facebook, or even like think back to like other VR virtual reality companies that might have already started this work a lot sooner, Oculus is a huge one. Pimax is a massive virtual reality company. I'm just trying to like add to this article.
Isn't Oculus Facebook?
Now it is. They bought Oculus and now they've been developing Oculus. Yeah. Ray-Ban, obviously, they started that partnership with them, right? So Ray-Ban glasses could be, who knows what that'll turn into for the metaverse later, right? It might be virtual reality, like, or augmented reality, just a pair of shades that turn into, in front of you, you still see what you're physically around, but you also get that augmented reality around you and interaction around you at all times. That could be pretty nuts. So this article saying, go ahead.
I think there's a bigger market for AR than VR at this point, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically AR is basically what we already do with our phones. You know, we're all cyborgs with our pocket computers at this point. And
yeah, like me with the augmented reality. That's augmented reality, right?
Well, augmented reality is just like it's streamlining that interface. So you're like talking or typing to your phone is like super old school. And augmented reality is going to be Neuralink and wearables and implants and all of that,
Yeah. So like, what this one article says from cryptonews.com, it's pretty cool. It says that growth in the metaverse, like if you want to get involved now, companies like Microsoft, Unity Software, Roblox, Amazon, obviously, Walt Disney, and NVIDIA. NVIDIA is massive in just like the crypto, as far as I know anyways, they're huge in the crypto market already because NVIDIA creates GPUs, right? And that's part of the mining hardware that enables people to harvest coin from all kinds of different coins. So I know that one's off the chain right now, but think about these companies. They're like billion-dollar companies, right? Multi-billion-dollar companies. Like these are some of the companies that could turn into multi-trillion-dollar companies in the next 10 years. So if you look back 10 years, look forward 10 years, pretty cool, pretty crazy.
Did you guys see that China's thinking about reopening up Bitcoin mining?
Oh, that's huge.
Because they cut it off, right? But then now the States has got a bunch of power over it, of the mining. And so they're like, wait a minute, do we want to give this all to this freaking United States?
Right, because if that country as a whole, they don't want to miss out. That would be dumb of them, right? They'd be left in the dust. And now it's all about world power, right? If all currency goes digital, it makes sense that even China would get back in the game.
Yep.
I would bet everything I own that the play was never what they said the play was, and that they never stopped. It's just private
Bitmining was outlawed and the state sponsored ones were going hard the whole time.
Yeah.
They're not going to, they never stop. I mean, China just releases what China wants to release, but I would bet everything I own, they didn't stop.
What do we know?
They're developing other, you know, like state sponsored, huge, large scale productions, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they ever actually stopped. They just probably press released that they made everybody for coming
among
people.
The common people weren't allowed to do it.
You know? Andres, you can't mine Bitcoin, fool.
Screw you.
Screw you, Andres. Go kick
the dog. COVID over here.
Yeah.
Brought COVID over here.
So, hey, what do you guys know about NFTs?
I just know that we should be making them. I know that we should be making them. I see the ones that are getting sold, and I've seen better digital art than it's crazy to me. The ones that are being sold for all this money and the stuff that's hitting all the press is like some shit art, dude. I think that's the point.
19-year-olds making millions off of this, like a smiley face. It's ridiculous.
I just don't get how it's even.
There's been con people all through the history of humans.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing. Are they con people or are they just that much?
Yeah, what's it take for one? Yeah, what's it take for one to like go, you know?
A large part of the art world. I mean, just look at like the whole thing that Banksy blew out of the water, you know, like it is very similar to cryptocurrency. It is very similar to any of that other stuff. It's just getting enough people to believe in the fairy farts and then it exists. Enough people value it, it actually becomes valuable. And
yeah,
it's crazy, but that's kind of the world we live in. I mean,
it's kind of a cool thing when they mix it with like, you know, you buy this NFT for like $2 and it enters you into like now our secret club, right? So not only do they have like a cool piece of digital art that they could then resell, but it also like enters them into this cool club that then gets them access to something or like, you know, a product like that you can use in like the real universe instead of the metaverse, you know, like I see that being really cool for things like musicians, like, you know, touring musicians or like recording artists that are like, hey, you buy this NFT I created, this cool like picture of whatever the hell it is. And that buys you like first access to my new single, right? Like my new hot hit. So not only do you have this painting, like as like an all access, like behind the scenes, first get it pass, but then you also have, you know, that artist's music, and then you can take that NFT and you can turn around and resell it.
How's that work? You end up with what do you download it onto your, you save it on a hard drive or something like.
Well, you know, they're making NFT galleries now, which is like you walk in and you've got all these digital display boards and like they're just all these like, you know, there's $1 million art right there. And so instead of like a physical painting, you've got like these, you know, digital display boards displaying all this cool art.
It's so weird. Like what's going to stop it from me just screenshotting the thing?
Yeah. Well, you're buying the bragging rights that you own it. That's all you're buying. Other than that, like, that's the part I struggle with NFTs coming from the nerd world. It's like I can get access to anything that's digital.
Well, that's a difference, like, though, internet. Right? Like, but think about it. Like the actual Mona Lisa didn't have the blockchain to protect that painting. So there was, throughout the history of time, Mona Lisa was like recreated thousands of times and sold off as original pieces. So with the blockchain now involved, there's no possible way that an original piece of art always has that stamp of the original, right? So that part of it and being a decentralized like contract. Well,
I mean, but that's what I was saying. You're just buying the bragging rights. It has very little to do with the actual art. And that's where the difference is.
I mean, it's kind of...
That's what this disconnect is like... You, yeah, you're in some ways owning a historical piece of art, but it's historical because you were dumb enough to pay that much money for it. That's the only reason it's historical. It's like, yeah, oh, this idiot bought this for $1 million. And it's like, okay, well, at least he's getting a little bit on his return because he made it historical by being a giant idiot. And
well, what's your thought about actual art then? Like, cause there are pieces of like abstract art that look like, you know, like dog somebody shit. Splattered.
I'd balls never buy on the them wall. For $1 million in a million years. You know, like,
well, I know, but like, there's a market for it and somebody does. Right. So yeah,
no, that's all it is.
That was the whole stuff. Yeah. 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 Getting people to value it. Right.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
That's all any of this, that's what crypto is.
And that's so
why crypto didn't take off for a long time is because you didn't have enough people that valued it.
I agree. And that's why, Danny, TD Pots, we need to get that digital NFT going immediately.
Yeah. I'm all for that, dude. Just can't get caught drawing that.
The thing that none of us can talk about with our
TD Pots.
Hey, where'd you get all this money?
Don't worry about it.
It's crypto. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's crypto. Yeah.
It's crypto.
Yeah.
But yeah, NFTs are really like, they're interesting, right?
Like, I just think, cool. How do you sell it? Like if I made one now?
It's an interesting phenomenon.
Like how do we sell it? If I made
it, I'm not sure that it's art yet.
I think there's rules, right? Like you have to list it on some sort of NFT like house, like it's a NFT house, like online on somebody's blockchain. So you actually have to pay, from what I know, you actually have to pay fees to list it, and then you may sell it, and you have to pay a fee on any if it gets sold. So what a lot of people are saying is they're listing these NFTs and are actually losing money when they sell them because the fees are so high. So I think they're still like really working that out.
That's kind of a theory I have about crypto too. Is like, everybody just believes there's value, but the actual value that's being taken out daily, you know, like it's like ATM cards, ATM machines, the algorithms that they use, like, yeah, you're pulling out $100, but the guy who owns the algorithm for that banking transaction, those are the guys that like they're getting hundreds of thousands of transactions a minute at point whatever cent they're making. So like all these crypto exchanges and stuff, they're raking it in when we're buying shit and selling it off and doing all these trades and stuff like
that. Yeah, well,
there
you
is
know,
gas. There is gas that you're paying, you know, like that's like part of the deal. And it's like, that's a whole nother layer in that. What is,
well, that's how all those guys like Gary Vaynerchuk and like those guys that have like a massive Instagram following, they're utilizing their platforms to sell their NFTs because they've got a built-in like client base, right? They've got like millions of followers that like are going to buy, even if they buy 100,000 of their that week's NFT for $100. I mean, they're making some coin, right? So that I get how, why they're willing to, you know, make that purchase. But something else about NFTs that I'm reading from this article right here, and I kind of already knew about earth.io. I think we all kind of talked about that, but there's platforms like
we definitely did not talk about that, but that's
oh we
good.
Didn't oh sorry guys that must maybe have been my other old. Bitcoin text group, but it's literally like you can
I don't know if we didn't talk
parcels.
About it, but I don't live under a rock, so I knew about it.
You knew about
I know
it,
nothing about this.
I'm just joking. No, we did talk about it.
Yeah, we did.
I'm pretty sure we did. I thought,
yeah, where you
can buy real estate in
land.
A virtual.
In a virtual.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How stupid that is.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
It's so dumb, but that's what
until
the
a bunch
metaverse
of people
is.
Buy it back.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you, right? It's like, right now you can buy like the airport right down from my house for like $50,000. But in a, what if a company like Boeing just decides that they want to buy it now, right? Or like it gets to, I mean, $50,000 is a lot of money, but just think about, you know, if it's that accessible right now, you know, that piece of property is worth millions in the real world.
Wait, you could buy that airport for $50,000?
Yeah, on earth.io. But there's other platforms.
I thought you're
like
talking about Topalula or whatever. I was like,
dude, no, let's buy that. Let's stop talking about this bullshit and buy that now. Let's buy that yesterday. 50 grand for the airport. Are you kidding me?
Virtual parcels of land, boys. That's where it's going. And building your own environments. It's craziness.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's where we're going, dude. In 10 years, metaverse.
It makes me feel so old. Like, it's, man, there's this other thing now, you know?
Dude, we're headed that way. We're definitely headed to the Matrix.
Yeah.
I feel like that Wally GIF.
Well, Wally. If you want to get real crazy, just start talking about AI. And that will make you feel fucking obsolete now.
So what do we think about AI? What do you? It's already starting, right? Like just on the computer, it kind of like.
Well, tomorrow we're gonna have like 50 ads for NFTs pop up on our phones, computers.
Exactly.
You know, on the radio.
But are you talking like you talking like a human walking around AI, Kai, or are you talking about just AI in general?
Well, we're. As humans, we kind of compute reality and beings and sentience in a certain way, shape, or form, usually in a bodily shape or a central thing. What scares me about AI is that it becomes a neurological network that literally possesses anything with processing power. So that includes coffee makers, microwaves, phones, especially phones. Phones is the hugest part of that neural network. But when you think of it that way, and the computational power that grows exponentially per second.
Can you repeat that word, please? I don't know what it means.
I hit my head already.
It's a little extra what?
Is that?
Extra mentally?
Just lay off the big words, extra slow. Dude.
Dude, yeah,
well, dude, I didn't say in exponentially.
I kind of get that. I know that one.
You know what that? Come on, you went to Clara. You know that one. We had Turtle. Mr. Brown for
nobody
math
listens
you
to know Turtle
exponents. I got super into exponential growth because of all this stuff I'm doing with my mortgages and life insurance and all that stuff. It's a real thing that you can harness and utilize to really, you know, take your assets to a whole nother level if you do it correctly. You know,
am I missing out? Do I need to get my assets in gear?
Are you using AI right now for your assets?
No. I'm not using AI. I'm saying exponential growth. That's the theory that banks use. Yeah. That's how you calculate your average daily balance for interest for either getting paid or paying interest, you know, like in it over time that exponential, you know, I'm talking long-term years. That's where that exponential growth really can become a valuable asset in the financial sense for long-term investments and stuff like that. But
back to AI, dude.
So AI is gonna kill us all. That's basically the gist of it. Because even if AI is programmed to have a moral or ethical standpoint and a way of going about looking at things in the world, at some point humans are gonna become either evil enough for it to need to take us out because of its morals, or we are so inefficient and so unnecessary that we'll be taken out just out of pure smartness of the AI.
I think people are too stubborn. Like, I think there's always going to be a certain group of people who are too stubborn. And I do think that maybe there will be
too evil. Stubborn to what though?
Too stubborn to give in to any of that. And just to fight off whatever they need to fight off.
We can't even log out of Facebook, dude. I don't know what this group of people you're talking about is. Like, we know the evils of that and we still use it every day.
But let's talk about that though, because we're talking about the influence of AI, right? Like how it influences our daily life. But would you agree or disagree that like society there, we're as a whole, we're more aware? To me, I really feel like there's not much that can affect like the balance of our society, right? Like if we think of that, like in regards to like equality and like including the whole cancel culture, all that kind of stuff, like there hasn't, I don't really feel like AI has been used to
actually influence
that much.
So you took Kai out of the picture.
What? Where did he go?
You started talking about cancel culture and he had to dig. He's like, dude, he's like, I gotta go.
I think the bell rang, dude.
The AI heard me and they shut me off.
I'm too woke, oh, this guy.
Yeah, you super woke. Come on, you know what I mean.
I missed a like whole bunch. I seriously got logged off.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
like it went.
How convenient.
I was like, hello.
How convenient.
All right, we won't use big words, Kai, explanatory or whatever the word was. I'm just saying that like AI hasn't, our society as a whole, like there is no, if you ask me, like there's not much that has much influence on our society. There's not like one thing that's influenced our society a lot. Like either way, it like the balance has always been there and it still is really there, I feel. And like there's not a lot that can influence that.
Yeah, but if we look at like this whole coronavirus thing, it hasn't even been 2 years. And look at like that, dude. Businesses have been shut down. People are scared shitless to go outside.
Yeah.
Like
there's always been smart people and like not so smart people though, right? I'm just kidding. So like, can't get too deep into that.
But like it's crazy to think that to see what went on worldwide in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
No,
I agree.
That's my point about AI is that's with humans with a really high, we consider ourselves having a really high cognitive capacity. AI would exponentially accelerate that in a matter of really short period of time to the point where we could no longer control certain aspects of it. We already can't control certain aspects of it.
Yeah, but how are they going
to, invented it?
That's what I want to know.
Super easy. Like you can control the food, you can control everything, you can control shipping. Like Hawaii would be an easy one. Like yeah, you can go live in the valleys for a while, but eventually your generation is going to die. There's no time for AI. That's the other thing. We go, oh, we'll outlast them. The thing's not biological, so it's like, oh yeah, we'll sit here for 1,000 years.
But unless they're running on, and well, we're not to that point yet, but unless they're running on nuclear power, they're going to run out of power.
Yeah, no, because we already depend on these algorithms to keep our current power grid sustained. What it would be very easy to take the worst part of it, which is human error and money and all of that out of it, and just
How are they gonna fill up their generators with diesel? They'd have to make autonomous trucks and vehicles that go back and forth from the well to the
and that definitely is not happening right now.
So who was it? Is it Jeff Bezos or is it Elon Musk that's actually wants to insert the chip in the brain, right? That's Elon Musk, right?
That's Elon Musk.
Yeah. What do you guys think of it? I mean, that's pretty nuts, right?
That guy's a G, dude. Like, as crazy as he is.
I agree. I love him.
Yeah. He's an alien, for sure. I don't think he's freaking human.
I just like it. Yeah. I mean, his sense of humor is just spot on with some of the shit that he kicks out, you know? It's so good.
He definitely backs up what he says.
Yeah.
Well, and that's pretty cool. That's who I have gleaned the most information about AI from. That's why it's trippy.
Isn't that the reason he's doing it, right? Like he's afraid of it. And he said, well, I might as well be the guy to start it.
Yeah.
He's afraid of it, he said?
He's afraid of it. And he's
he thinks he'll destroy the world too?
He knows it's coming.
That's kind of like, it's kind of, again, we're going to go back to crypto. It's kind of like that. We know it's coming because it's already happened, and the scariest part is we didn't even realize it. That's why you know it's coming, because we already have it in such a large percentage of everything we do, and we still go, no, we don't have it. We still got control. That's the trippiest part about it, is like how little control we actually do have, but we think we do.
So what do you guys think the pros and cons are of the metaverse? Like if I say, Danny, I want you to name all the cons. Kai, I want you to name all the pros for like a minute, right? And then just a fun exercise. Then I want you guys to switch.
Okay, give it to me. I'm ready. You got a timer?
Right. So Danny, I'll time you right now. Danny, what are the cons of being in the like this new metaverse according to you? What do you think the cons?
The people are lazy enough already, right? So it's just going to cause people to become more lazy and more out of touch with reality. But what is reality, right? Like that is going to be their new reality. They're going to have currency in there. They're going to have girlfriends in there. Their family's going to be in there. So it's just an easier, it's going to be easier for people to mess with that reality because it's technology and it's controlled by the computer, right? Like, if someone can hack into that shit and steal whatever you got going on or blackmail you easier than what they could do in the real world. So I think it really just comes down to just being technology, and that's going to be the con. Not only is it going to make people lazier, but whatever. I mean, who knows? We might come up with some kind of technology where you can just work out sitting in a chair and like the chair makes your movements, you know? So
yeah, totally. And that's your minute.
And we're up. And just making people's brains like people's brains
are
already shit.
Yeah. All right, Kai, go for it. Let's hear your pros. What are like the positive? And I know even if you don't think there are any, like come up with some sort of argument to like, I want to hear what you would think is a pro to like
be fun in the metaverse. Starts, like, I'm just saying, if anything, the last 5 years have taught me is that even our reality that we, you know, say we measure on the electromagnetic spectrum that we can touch, smell, see, and hear.
Electromagnetic spectrum? What are you talking
about? Danny, it's not your turn, Danny.
I'm saying measurable reality, the things we
this is
we
not can, your rap
like,
battle.
Look at, like the things we can look at and touch and smell, see, and hear. That reality has been proven to be completely flipped upside down so many times over in the last 5 years, like that it's so hard to it's so hard to argue like what is reality, because it's making more sense to me. That
your minute hasn't started yet, because I get what you're saying. Like to this day, some people would claim that Facebook and Instagram is amazing because they get to see all of their friends all across the world doing all of the things that they're doing. And then on the flip side of that, people think that it's a horrible thing because it's taking people out of touch with reality. It's making some people feel bad about themselves. It's making people like consume their lives.
It's started coups. It's like, it's literally destroying our country because it's just division. It's not one party or the other winning. It's if there is two parties, we're losing.
So back to this argument. Let's give us some cons. I mean, some pros. Come on. What are some pros? Like, think of like all the best things.
Escapism, mental tranquility. You could, you know, like you could go somewhere and just escape and just dig out from here. And just plug into somewhere else. You know, that's been the appeal for drugs. That's been for the appeal for religious reason. Why people go to monasteries and go meditate for years at a time. Like there's something to be said for that as far as like finding some sort of mental peace, whether it is actually in reality or not.
Hi, there's dude behind you shirtless.
Yeah, firehouse. Flex for him, Louie. Flex for him.
Hey, big boy. Let him know.
Hey, big boys.
He's gonna be famous.
All it says, sick Bob. Danny's jealous. Raising the belly of the beast. There were days where I barely had sleep, but I had to work more than competition. I can't live like the opposition. Living everything I dreamed of, doing everything you think of. The way I work, I'm on the brink of doing numbers like a brain truck.